Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. This 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by Chattanooga Trailer and Rental. If you need a dump trailer to pull behind your side-by-side or four-wheeler, call Chattanooga Trailer and Rental and they will hook you up with exactly what you're looking for. 899-1744 Chattanooga Trailer and Rental. Of course, last night at McKenzie Arena, UTC takes down Samford 78-71, avenging a 17-point loss to the Bulldogs in late December that opened SoCon play. And we welcome in Lamont Paris. Coach, first off, congratulations. Did it feel like to me, and I talked with Gene Henley about this this afternoon, it sure felt like this was a long time coming, that last night was just ready to erupt and work out for you, given how close you had come so many games leading up to last night.
Yeah, I think so. I feel the same way. I think we had really grown a lot as a team and how we played and how we were competing, you couldn't tell by the record. So sometimes the players, especially, they need to see it in the win-loss column before it really sinks in as to the improvements that they're making and what they're doing. But, yeah, we had been in games when we'd led in the second half of most of those games at one point or another, sometimes double figures. And we just weren't making the plays that we needed to come out on top. But, you know, you got two overtime games, another one possession games. And so we've been right there, and you're constantly trying to keep, you know, remind the guys that you've done enough right things that you're right there, but you've also done enough things the wrong way that you haven't come out on top. So we wanted to put ourselves in another position to have a chance to win. We did that. We actually got up by, I think, 18 at one point in that game. And then, you know, we were able to hold on down the stretch.
You know, along those lines, Lamont, when you think about this team and how, I know you want to celebrate the good. I know there's plenty of season still left, which is a good thing with the way you guys are improving. What was that locker room like, given that was actually, if you go back to last year, what, 12 in a row, I guess it had gotten to as far as a SoCon losing streak? I know it's only one game, but was there some celebrating?
I don't know if I'd say celebrating. I think there was some. Even before the coaching staff got into the locker room, I got the vibe that they were. But we definitely let them know that we were, I mean, we rejoiced to some level for sure. Just wins are hard to come by. And that's for no matter what team, especially when you get into conference. So then when you have not had as much success as you want to and you get one, you have to acknowledge that. I think you know, what are you doing it for? For them especially, they have to acknowledge that and enjoy that and, you know, continue to see what that feels like and strive for that and want that and learn how to win. But yeah, they were, we talked about what we didn't do in the game and situations that we didn't handle. But I think for 75% of the game or more, I think we played exactly how I would like to play.
Lamont, it was, I guess, 3 years ago, you were part of a Wisconsin staff that obviously knocked off an undefeated Kentucky at the Final Four and got all the way to the NCAA title game. You've been on teams that had a whole lot of success with the Badgers. You knew this was going to be a rebuild. You've had some things dealt on you since you got here, as far as injuries and just low scholarship numbers. What has this season been like for you, given that I'm sure you kind of came in with an idea of what it might feel like going through it? What has this been like to go through?
Yeah, it's been it's been different. It's been different, but it's been a good learning process for me. I mean, the value of a win, for one thing, not that I ever took winning for granted. I didn't. My expectations were always so high that I never did that. But you learn to value a win. You learn to acknowledge it in a different way. You learn how to be patient. That's been a thing. You learn that you have to push different buttons, and that you just have to. It's a different group. It's not a group that has been in so many situations and won so many games that I can challenge them on things that just have to do with performance, i.e. making a shot, making shots consistently, and what goes into that, and what are you doing in order to make yourself play better. We're a long ways away from talking about that and getting on guys about just playing better. We have so many other fish to fry as far as just learning to play together learning a system and learning a role and learning how to thrive in that role. So for me personally, it's been a good learning, a situation for learning and growth. And I've been very patient, much more patient than I've ever been with guys in my life. And I think that they need that. And I'm happy to do that. And I anticipate the day where I am coaching them again, really hard on just performance.
You're listening to Lamont Paris, the first-year coach of the Mocs. Mocs, of course, last night knock off Samford 78-71. They're right back at home at McKenzie Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock against VMI. That is the second game of a doubleheader. Jim Foster's Mocs tip at 2. But you're listening to Lamont right now here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
You were always part of a Wisconsin staff that won in excess of 20 games whenever you were there. Who have you leaned on outside of the UTC program? Who have you called and reached out to kind of help? I mean, people you've looked to for some help in dealing with a year that you have not had in a long, long time.
Yeah, part of it, I internalize a lot, and you know, I talk with my staff, but I internalize a lot. I've always dealt with issues that way. But I've had a lot of people reach out to me, and
that's cool. That's really cool.
Which has been really good. It is. I think a lot of people recognize that the challenges of going through something like this, and then particularly the challenges of going through something like this when you've never been around. You know, you've never been around it. And that's not to say that I'm better than anything or anyone or anything. You know, it's just a fact that it's not something that I've been accustomed to. And so I've had a lot of people reach out here and there and, just talk about the principles and the foundation that you're building and the importance of continuing to improve from day to day and practice habits. And, you know, so I've gotten a lot of encouragement from a lot of people. I mean, it's most of the people that I've ever worked with. Bo Ryan texted me last night after the game. He called me before the Mercer game. Just a lot of guys throughout my career. Another former boss of mine when I was at IUP Division II school in Pennsylvania. I've talked with guys like Brad Brownell at Clemson this year. There's just been a lot of guys that I've reached out to. Some of the staff at Tennessee are really good guys. Tim Buckley is another guy that's been around the game a long time. Just a bunch of guys. I was really surprised at how many people are following us, for one,
right,
and two, that just had a lot of encouraging words about, you know, hey, maybe that they had been in that situation before and what it takes to get through it and where you'll be, you know, moving forward.
Now, I'm curious, and I don't know the answer to this, have you and Coach Arth discussed kind of some of the similar paths in rebuilding after a pretty successful run with a lot of the limitations y'all both face? Have y'all had that conversation in the halls over there where y'all work?
We talked a little bit during the football season, actually, about just about what they were doing and about, you know, certain things that you would like to, certain things that you're changing. You're changing a system. You're implementing new things. You're trying to influence a culture differently, not necessarily better, but differently.
Right.
And so all the things that go along with that. And so we've talked about that and on a couple occasions. And so it's nice sometimes just to, now once we started playing games, I haven't talked to them as much. They've been on the road recruiting like crazy,
right.
and then we're in games. So we haven't done it as much, but a lot of similarities in what you're doing. Coaching is coaching. It's a different sport, but you're going through some of the same trials and tribulations. So it's nice to have somebody else there that, you know, that's done it, that's been through that situation.
Now, Coach, when we had you in studio, we got a ton of feedback about how great your Morgan Freeman impersonation was. So I'm going to ask you if you feel it's been 5 weeks since you had a win. Do you feel a little bit like Andy Dufresne and you've crawled through a rivel of poop to come out clean on the other side?
What a great analogy. We have a little bit. So
come on, give me a little red. Coach, give me a little red.
I can't. We haven't won enough games for me to do that yet. We gotta win a few more games. Otherwise, I'll be taking too much criticism for doing that.
Fair enough.
We're on the right side of things, but they must be pretty decent impersonations. My staff, they're always asking me to do that.
It's spot on.
I'm talking about. We heard about it for 6 months.
Now we got to get you to read the LeBron letter. You got the LeBron going back to Cleveland letter. All right, before we let you go, given how this team has been playing lately, given how you are in a different position a month from now, I mean, when this team is starting to get ready for the SoCon tournament, can this team just be an absolute loosey-goosey team that has nothing to lose that really could be a tough out for folks?
I think we could be a tough out. Not that it will be loosey goosey. We have a plan. We have goals. We have things that we want to do, and there's short term and there's long term. And the majority of this team will be back next year. And so we just want to improve every day, get better. That's not coach talk. That's real talk. And if we can do that, if we can hang in there and continue to do that. And that's why I think it was very important to get the Samford win and to string a couple here and there if we can. And then you want to be playing your best at the end. We've had a lot of reasons to not be playing our best basketball. I mean, we had played 20 games and we had eight different rosters that were available to us. So you're talking about on average 2.5 games before there's an availability change. One guy gets hurt. Then you play a couple games and another guy comes back. Then another guy gets hurt. Then another guy gets hurt. Then another guy comes back. So you're talking about gelling and playing your best and learning your role and what's your position that you're going to be most effective, all that stuff. You have none of that, aside from the fact that your numbers are just down, but you have none of that other stuff. So we have a stretch, hopefully, knock on wood here, where we could have the same guys available for an extended period of time. So can we gel? Can we learn our roles and play together? And if we do that and can continue to play well, at the end of the year, I don't think there'll be anybody that'll be wishing that they play us. I mean, I'll put it that way. But and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Well, great, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, the Mocs hosting VMI 5 o'clock on Saturday. The Superstars will be there. The kids are pumped about it already. We're going to be there. Coach, congratulations on last night, and best of luck in the weeks ahead.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I heard the Superstars were unbelievable.
They are really good.
I wish they did it at another time that I could watch. They're doing it at halftime, and my staff will not let me. They told me I can't come out and watch the Superstars at halftime. So I have to maybe catch them at the women's game sometime.
That'll work. Coach, listen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right. First-year UTC basketball coach Lamont Paris here on Press Row. Back with more. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.